So we're moving into a greater understanding of the holographic significance of love's arrival. So the more that we understand that we're playing on multiple levels of extraordinary relevance, we will open up just the way if you had a tuning fork and the vibration would offer you a higher realization, a higher placement, a higher existence. In the same way, we are being orchestrated to our true extraordinary love's arrival. So just imagine if you were like being escorted in theater. It's like, oh, let me bring you to your seat. We want to feel that. We want to feel that we're being carried. We want to feel that we're being possessed. We want to feel that we're being duly authorized to go beyond the false indication. So the false indication is our entire life. It's everything that we dreamed, where we dreamed of separation and we dreamed of victimization. And when I'm looking at it, it's sort of like everything's like just out of your reach. So that's the false identity that we're soon to let go of. So as we have a heart, so the heart we want to remember is our true self. It's our true source. It's our true light. It's our true restorative existence is ready. It's ready to take over. It's ready to self-reveal. It's ready to self-actualize. It's ready to be in full operation. As we will, permit that extraordinary relevance. So to permit it, we want to remember that we're in movement. We want to remember that we're being shown our seat. We want to remember that we hadn't previously arrived there. Because if we think that we understand who we are or what we're graduating into, we're going to have those breaks because we're still calling the shots. We like to call the shots. We like to feel in control. We like to feel certain. And so this is really about moving beyond everything of certainty. So at the first thought of it, or the first dance of it, it's like, well, wait a minute. Let me see where we're going. Can I have your directions? Because we still want that element of control and safety. So as you will allow yourselves to have a heart, having a heart is we're tuning into a new broadcast of self that's beyond our imaginings. This is essential because this is, oh, I'm so sorry. Come here, buddy. I know. We're having upgrade problems here. This is essential if we're going to climb that mountain steady. In other words, and it's so interesting, I try to pick up the dog as I usually do, and we had a little bit of difficulty there. So it's just such like a perfect dream symbolism of what we're doing. You know, here we are opening up to our higher adventure, opening up to our higher stance, and there's a little bit of confusion or even a moment of pain till we figure out how to make that final leap. So allow yourselves to be guided by your heart at last. Guided by the heart means, it doesn't mean, how do I say this? Like when I'm saying that, I can just feel the resistance. It's like, well, wait a minute, you know, I don't know if I want to give away the farm. That's the whole point. We're still operating out of that false identity as opposed to heaven on earth. So heaven on earth is my higher self, my divine self, my I am presence, has a game plan, has a blueprint, has it all figured out. But we want to remember that we're still slipping and sliding because we're still operating out of that false witness. So the more that we can, how would I say that? It's almost like the way a flower blooms, or a lotus flower blooms, or a rose blooms. Like the rose knows how to bloom. The lotus flower knows how to open up its petals. So in the same way, we too know how, our higher awareness knows how to arrive, to easily assist, to go beyond past identity, past consideration of self. So as you will allow yourself, to make the switch, as you will allow yourself to take a stance. So taking a stance is, we're opening up to a new existence. We're opening up to a new playbook. We're opening up to a new placement and due relevance of self. So when we open up, it's like anything's possible because it goes beyond our past imaginings. It goes beyond our past happenings. It's very essential that we continue to feel that expansiveness, that we continue to feel that we're growing beyond our previous identity. So we're dropping the identity of the body. We're dropping the identity of our own personal story. We're dropping the attachment to the whole story. And we're allowing ourselves to move into true existence, to move into true placement, to move into true advancement, to move into true scenery, to move into true engagement, to move into true enlightenment. So enlightenment is going beyond that past false self of suffering and allowing ourselves to be made whole. So to be made whole is we're going beyond the dreaming mind. We're going beyond the very small identity where good, bad, right, wrong, always in fear because what if it goes wrong? Don't want the past to happen again. So that's like that micromanaging. We're releasing and we're allowing love to to fully engage, to take over, to show us anew, to help us create our life in this like golden energy of love, where love is happening all around us because love is the true existence. Love is the true master. So as we make that heavenly exchange, and that heavenly exchange is taking place in our higher heart, all is now possible because we're allowing all assistance to come in. So just imagine if there were like all these masters lined up waiting for our okay to let them in and assist us. As long as we think we know the way, it's like, I don't need your help, I got it. And even when we ask for help, it's like, well, this is what I'm doing and this is how I want to do it. So if you can just bless this, then I'll be on my way. So this is where we're having a complete override and allowing God's glory, God being our God self, to fully infiltrate our very existence, to show us the light, to show us the pain that we're still abiding by, that's no longer needed. It's like, you don't need that. Last year's fashion, old story, old play. That's not in this story. Anything where you just feel like at a moment's notice, you're ready to drop it. Didn't belong to me anyway. And allow truth to be excited, to be restored, to be given, to be introduced, to be fully attained. Fully attained, this is, how would I say that? It's almost like this is our moment. Fully attained. Well, how can I be? Because I have to finish the old story. No, you don't. You really, really, really don't. Because it wasn't you anyway. It wasn't you anyway. So notice where we have like still the attachment. Well, I have to prove someone was wrong. Well, I have to get restored from what someone took away from me. Anything where we think we know best, rather than our higher self or I Am Presence or divine lookalike that has all the answers. So this is where we're readily submitting, we're surrendering to our highest note. So remember the tuning fork, allowing that energy's exchange to just absolutely take over. And as we do this, we open up to our parallel reality that's actually been here all along. It's like, oh, I'm so glad you're here to partake of God's glory on earth. So remember, each of us have been on assignment to move beyond the past and move into our extraordinary illuminated existence, that it's sort of like we're just stepping in and it's like, oh, well, this is what's been happening. This is what you're entitled to. So we're entitled to what we're ready to conceive of, what we're ready to believe is possible, what we're ready to know. So remember, every well-meaning person that raised you or influenced you up to now didn't know. They couldn't show you because they hadn't arrived there. So it's not their fault. It's not your fault. So this includes your past self. They didn't know yet. So that's where you're releasing charges to your past self. You couldn't possibly have arrived here until now. So this is how we drop our false self. We drop our past false identity that didn't know what was possible. And now we do. So as you will take hold of your beloved new association, as you will become one with Source, as you will become one with your golden light, all is made new. So everything in our life has now been introduced, has now been upgraded, has now been filled to the association, the vibrational remembrance of love. So everything that is still in our storehouse that we haven't fully expunged yet, that's not love, is going to pass by to be released. The more we identify and associate with love, everything that arrives that's in an intruder, we know is not our way. And we welcome its releasing. Releasing the heaviness, releasing the attachment to the old lifestyle, just the way you're just throwing out everything in a closet you no longer need. And so we're going to get so good that instead of doing it one by one by one, we're just going to throw out everything in the closet, which is our subconscious, and allow the light to shine. So as we allow our new discovery of self, the world is going to change about us because we're entering a new decision-making choice of self that radiates to all around us, to all that we experience, to all that we now have realized and accepted is ours. It's always been. And now we partake. As we take a deep breath, we allow ourselves to be fully restored and integrated, allowing our spiritual DNA at last introduce us to our new exploration of self with ease, with grace, offering our new remembrance to all that are ready to join with no judgment, in the timing. Receive your wholeness. Allow all in your life to be made new with this new recognition of self. All experiences of limitation to be old phenomena of the past, as we're now graduating into our true remembrance, full embodiment of light, of love, of healing. On a permanent level, fully restored. Receive, receive, receive. Blessing everything that's releasing, that's the false illusion. As we prosper in our light, always knowing the way, always following our higher witness, knowledge, true advisement. And so it is.